Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Alice Prophet. She's the president and CEO of the Living Well Foundation. Welcome, Alice. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Good to be here again.
Good to see you again. And you come by from time to time and tell me about all the great stuff that the Living Well Foundation is doing. Tell folks a little bit about the Living Well Foundation. What is it that you do?
So actually, we've been around 20 years. Next year's our 20. We're so excited about that. And we are a public charity foundation created from the sale of a local hospital in 2006. And we put monies back into the community to nonprofits, state agencies, state colleges and universities, school boards, all qualifying organizations, for projects that have impact to our region.
You're granting this year over $1 million to local groups to do good stuff.
Yeah, what's exciting is last year and this year, we're at the $1 million mark annually in grant making. And that means since 2006, we've put over $10 million into this region.
You've got a big update coming up, a luncheon. Tell me about that, and what are we going to see at the luncheon?
So this is our annual update about grants and initiatives and talking about where we are as the foundation and where we're looking to go. And it's next Thursday, October 23rd at 11:45 at the West Monroe Convention Center. And we have business leaders, government, nonprofits, of course, and we're going to talk about those projects going on. It's really an exciting networking place. Over 400 people typically show up.
This is Thursday, October 23rd, 11:45, yep. West Monroe Convention Center. Now, is this a thing I just show up for? Do I need tickets beforehand? How's it work?
Well, it's very busy and active, so we need people to reserve, and they can do that through the West Monroe Chamber. It's called the West Monroe Chamber. They're taking reservations for us, and it's $35 for a seat.
Alice is with the Living Well Foundation. You can learn more at livingwellfoundation.net.
That's
right. Let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing. You're showcasing some of these people that got money last grant cycle.
Yes.
They've been using that money for good, and then we're going to find out what good stuff they've been doing, right?
That's right. So we have some large initiatives that we continue to fund because they have large impact across a broad group of either children or population in the region and have proved to be very worthwhile to keep funding, and that is school-based health centers, dental hygiene clinics. In fact, we do those with ULM. And then we're moving into suicide prevention and intervention, affect mental health, really all ages, but in the schools with Signs of Suicide with Children's Coalition. And then we also have an exciting, that we're in our third year of this initiative of dementia and Alzheimer's work with ULM, with others about how to live with it, how to help your loved one, how to help your own health, working with the medical community. We're all excited. St. Francis, Ochsner, Glenwood, and VCOM have stepped up to say we want the residents trained and we want to be a part of this. So it's really exciting.
You know, I guess there's the care of your loved one, but then there's a lot of aftercare too.
There is. And your own health. We're finding that with our population living longer, that we're caring for those, whether we're taking care of the loved one who has begun to have dementia, how that's affecting not only their well-being and healthy living through that terminal diagnosis, but also our health for taking care of them.
You mentioned suicide, and it's something that I'm in the news business, and when somebody kills themselves, we really don't talk about it. If somebody jumps off the bridge today, I think there's a lot more suicide that's happening that you don't hear because it's just not on the news. We just don't cover it.
And thoughts of suicide with among our young people, and now it's affecting all ages and veterans and all that, but our young people are having thoughts of suicide, and this intervention helps work with peers to go to adults and identify where they're concerned about their friends, but then adult intervention is what happens, and these schools have received it well. Children's Coalition has committed to putting people out in these schools, educators, appropriately trained personnel, and there have been a lot of interventions gone on to save lives when that's going on.
The school-based health centers have done a lot of good. I know you're going to be talking about those.
Yes.
And it's good that the local colleges and universities and medical folks all are stepping up.
And Community Health Services has been a great partner with us to go in and put these full-service medical centers with licensed personnel and mental health on these school campuses. And these superintendents and school principals all speak to how well that has helped them even manage issues that come up at the school with mental health or medical issues.
We're speaking with Alice Prophet today, President and CEO of the Living Well Foundation. Again, the update luncheon coming up Thursday, October 23rd. You every year have a grant cycle. Have you done your 2025 grants yet?
Yeah. We did 2025 back in the spring, and they started working those cycles, those grants now. So we're in the middle of working those for 2026 coming up. And those were funded at over $1 million. So we're real excited about looking forward to next year's even update luncheon, when it will be our 20th. And we're really going to look into how to celebrate our nonprofits and what they're doing.
If there's a nonprofit out there or a community group that wants to get involved and maybe get in on the grant cycle next time it comes around, what do they do? How do they contact you? And sort of what's the process to say, hey, there's some money out there. Maybe we need to look into this.
Absolutely. We believe that when local money's made available, any money's made available, come forward and ask, because you never know what you might get if you're a qualifying organization. And so they need to contact us at 318-396-5066 and let us know that you've formed a nonprofit. We can even work with them to educate and notify of how to be a viable nonprofit.
Alice Prophet with us today from the Living Well Foundation. Again, Alice, thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
For folks that want to come to the update luncheon, how do they do it? Where do they go to get the
West
tickets?
West Monroe Chamber, $35 a seat. Call them up, get a reservation.
LivingWellFoundation.net. You can learn more about Alice and her gang, and learn more on our website, KEDM.org. Be sure and like and subscribe to all of our videos and share these with your friends.
That's right. Thank you.